Off to Atlanta now to look beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. That's EHN.org. And he's on the line. Hi there, Peter. Must be getting hot down there.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Summer's here and the time is right for cold drinks. Care to take a guess at how many plastic straws Americans slurp their way through every day?
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to guess.
Well, you know, when the Washington Post isn't pumping out what the president says is fake news, they're still paying some attention to the environment. Based on industry numbers, we tear the paper covers off 500 million straws every day. Since the 60s, the vast majority of them are plastic straws, and they add to the huge burden of plastics in our landfills and waterways. But grassroots campaigns have started to raise attention on the straw menace, and it's looking for a ban on plastic straws. A few restaurant chains and municipalities are signing up early.
I remember when I was a kid, there were paper straws, but I guess it was good luck with getting all these big companies to switch from plastic to paper. What's next on your list?
A report from the Worldwide Fund for Nature says that nearly one quarter of the rivers and streams in England are at risk of drying up in the coming decades. Warming temperatures, more extensive droughts, and increasing pressure to draw water from these storied streams are all potential culprits. So is an aging, leaky water system that could use an upgrade.
Peter, you know, aging water systems aren't exactly a problem limited to the UK. They're implicated in many of the reports of lead in drinking water right here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And despite warnings like those the WWF gave to the UK, governments are slow to act, which moves us smoothly into our history item for the week. Environmental journalists like Tom Henry, a veteran reporter for the Toledo Blade, started writing about toxic algae and its threat to drinking water from Lake Erie back in the 1990s. And in the year 2014, Tom Henry's warnings turned into decidedly unfake news when an algae bloom shut down Toledo's water supply, impacting 500,000 people. I wrote about Tom and some similar environmental journalism heroes in a piece for ENSEA earlier this year. And guess what?
I don't know, Peter. What?
Well, there's another warning on the same thing. The federal agency NOAA is predicting the algae bloom this year in Lake Erie will be what they call more severe than normal.
Well, you're full of such good news today, Peter. Peter Dykstra with dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. That's EHN.org. Thanks a lot, Peter. Talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve. Sure. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.